I'm Dr. Charles Trotman from the Country Land and Business Association. I'm head of business rural development.
Why does having decent broadband speeds matter?
In today's society, if rural areas don't get good broadband access, and we're talking about speeds of over 2 megabits per second, then they're not going to be able to compete. And certainly in the current economic situation we have now, if you can't compete, you're going to be out of business, and you will be out of business very, very quickly. That's why broadband is so important.
Now, the government had initially talked about this commitment to a universal service commitment of 2 megs, which has now been kicked into the long grass. How much of a blow is that?
I think it's a significant blow for rural areas, because we had this promise from the government. Everybody was gearing themselves up. By the end of 2012, they would have 2 meg broadband. That isn't the case. We're going to have to wait an extra 3 years. Now people are talking about super fast broadband. Really, it's a case that if you don't have broadband now in rural areas, whether you get super fast in 5, 10 years' time is not the issue. It's they will need it, and they need it now.
Is it realistic to talk, as many of the speakers today have talked, about communities literally doing it for themselves?
I think community action is very important, and I would actually support the government's idea of the big society and localism. I think if there is community empowerment, then communities can make a huge difference. But it does require clear government direction and government funding to make this a reality. And this is why at the CLA we've been putting forward the idea of community broadband grants to get the thing kick-started.
What do you see as happening with broadband delivery over the next 5 years then? How do you see it going forward?
I think it will go forward. I think we have no choice. And I think Broadband Delivery UK, the government's broadband delivery arm, will put forward hopefully a cogent response. But as I've said previously before, we need broadband now. It's not a question of waiting. It's a case that if you don't have broadband, then you're stuck. And the urban-rural digital divide will in fact become even wider than it is now.
Do you think that the political will is there to deliver that?
I think the government has already made a commitment. Now, obviously, we're not happy by lengthening the time to 2015. I think with the coalition government, then there is an actual commitment to make things happen. A lot will depend on how strong the coalition remains up to a next general election in 2015.
And what's your opinion of the place of BT in all this?
I think BT is obviously the biggest player in the market. I think there is room for other players in the market, and with Ofcom effectively deregulating the sector, I think people have got to work in a partnership. I think this whole idea that the industry is fragmented is a silly one, and it's absolutely vital that we have a unity of purpose so that we actually get broadband out into rural areas as quickly as possible.